B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
BAP. Want to make a good morning even better?
Oh, no.
Now you can listen to Toucher and Rich on the radio.com app.
You are locked in to the show.
It's Toucher and Rich.
We put this festival on you, bastards. We love 985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on twitch.tv, subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. You can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app at your app store, stream the show, listen to podcasts. Did you guys see yesterday on the gram at Fred Toucher? There was a time where just a magazine would have set you up on a date with me. There was a time, I went on a date with a girl named Katie. It's up there at Fred Toucher on Instagram. Yeah, a magical date, and it was right there in the magazine.
I think they do that. It's either the Globe or Boston Magazine. It was like what he said and like how she thought he looked when they first showed up, and then they follow up with them after their first date. And is that kind of what this is?
Yeah. Well, they were like, "Hey, do you want to go like on a helicopter ride and stuff?" And I said, "No, I will go and go to this restaurant and get boozed up." And we did, and we ended up dating for quite some time, me and this girl, an aspiring actress model.
When did it happen to her?
I'm friends with her. She's in L.A.
Is she an actress slash model?
I don't think she's an actress now.
Okay.
But they asked, I was 25. They asked me what my horoscope was, and I said no. And they said, "Your current style suburban raver with a funny court jester hat and glow sticks." And we both gave each other A's for the date.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Now, do they follow you on the date, or did you just tell them what happened?
No, they followed us on the date. So there's pictures of us at the date. They took us, we were at Brio, very classy. And they took us into the kitchen. And then a listener came over and bought us shots, apparently. And the next thing you know, she was at my house. That's how the date ended, at my house, she says.
And they followed you into your house?
No, they did not. They made sure that we had a ride, and then that was the, and then in the morning got our cars. That was the way that went. All right, yesterday I was talking about how on Sunday night there were children that slept over at my house. Family friends of ours, two of their kids slept over. And I went to bed, because I worked yesterday, I went to bed at 9:30, and the lights were off, and I was in bed, and people kept walking into the room, including the girl that was sleeping over in my daughter's room, walked into the room and was like, Stephanie, and knew I was in bed, and knew that, and so we were talking about, like, when you were a kid, what would you, when you slept over someone's house, and I talked about how I slept over at my friend Matt's house. And what he would do is he would turn off all the lights in the house and then hide to go out and, like, scare me. And I was so, disoriented that I just was looking for any room to go into. And I opened up a door, and I ended up in his parents' room, and his dad was in his tighty-whities holding a shotgun when I went into the room. I mean, that's how off-limits parents' rooms were at the time. So we got tweets from people saying, what, Rich? 617-779-0985. So we got tweets that people, obviously saw parents going at it. I said that I had a friend, a fraternity brother of mine, when he was in high school. He lived in the Keys, and he was so wasted one time in his girlfriend's house, now it's his wife, that he walked into the parents' room and just started peeing all over, like walked in their closet and started peeing all over the wall, thinking that it was a bathroom. And just how much things have changed now.
Well, I remember one time I spent the night at a guy's house. It was the only time I had done it. And the dad brought us into his room and pulled out his gun collection from under the bed and showed it to it. Do you think how just wildly insane that is? I might have been fifth grade. Yeah, but he's like showing the kids
proud.
Where the guns are. That's,
oh, yeah. If you guys want to play with these later.
he was very proud of it. I mean, first of all, what a loser you are anyway, that the only way I got to show these off to my kids' friends, man. They're totally going to think I'm rad. To be the dad, like, that's a total loser move.
Well,
the
kid's house whose dad had the shotgun, I said this yesterday, was his room was just a collection of, like, Chinese stars and one of them crossbows.
Oh, okay. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. So the one wall, like, if you walked into his room, his bed was on the right wall, and into the left of the bed was just, like, holes and, like, arrows through the wall.
Jesus.
So, I mean, this was a madhouse. I mean, this was, like, when I say that he would turn off the lights and scare me, I mean, it was scary. Like, this kid was scary, like a scary kid. And if you saw him today, I could show you a picture off air. It goes to form. he looks probably about exactly like you'd think he'd look.
Well, somebody
face
said,
tats.
Oh, face tats. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeedy do.
Well, somebody said on a family vacation when I was a kid, we slept over at our friend's house in the middle of the night. I apparently walked into the host's bedroom and asked the dad for a hug. That's got to be a nightmare. You wake up and realize that you've done that. I mean, that's like a sleepwalking thing. It just sounds like a nightmare. But then,
who's asking for hugs? I mean, that's someone who's very comfortable. I mean, they know what they want. They want to be loved. They want to be nurtured. That's nice.
Someone said, I warned my friends when they stayed over not to walk out of the house at your own risk because my stepfather walked around naked in the middle of the night.
Oh, that was Charles Christian's dad. I told the story that I went over to his house one time, and it was dinner time, but like summer dinner time.
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear this.
Because it was sunny until like 9 o'clock in Detroit.
Sure.
So it's like 6:30, and like it's bright as hell outside. And Charles Christian's dad is just naked as a jaybird right at the kitchen table.
Okay.
And he's almost defiant, like, because you know he knows that you know that this is
wrong,
uncomfortable.
It's wrong.
Well, no, but in his mind, that's the thing. In his mind, it's not at all wrong.
Well,
you're on his turf, and if you don't like it, kid, you know, get the hell out of here. So there's kind of, he's like eyeballing you, like, are you going to say something? And you knew better to say something.
Imagine not being able, just for one night when your kid has friends over, to not keep your pants on.
I'll tell you one thing. There was a time, and I don't want to be naked in front of anyone, but there was a time where you went into a house, and that was that man's house. It was his house. And you don't screw around in here. Like, this is my house, and here are the rules. If you want to be here, parents were parents.
That's one thing, but walking around the house naked when you know that somebody else's kids are in there?
It was his house. Listen, I wouldn't do it, but in his mind, it was his house, and this was his, and this is the way he wanted to be. And if you didn't like it, go screw. Go to someone else's house. That was his whole, that was obviously his, I mean, I didn't talk to him about it. I mean, I was mortified. I just kind of was like, can we get out of the room? I'll take my pizza on a piece of paper and I'll leave.
It's so amazing. I mean, this, you know, it's all in the same neighborhood. There now seems to be a theme here. But like, you know, the right down the street from the dad who showed off his guns, which even at the time I knew was utterly ridiculous. Right down the street, there was a dad who did something that kind of ruled, and that was he helped us make one of those potato cannons. And we shot that sumbitch through a tree. It actually made a hole in a tree.
Yeah.
It was so powerful. That's the one where you use the PVC pipe. You shove the potato in the front of it. He put some sort of like filament or whatever that, you know, you could light at the top. And that sucker, I mean, it was, it knocked the dad back, and I guess his son also shot it, and it didn't knock him back as much because he had to do a little adjustments, but still, it like moved him back a little bit. But when the dad shot it, it literally put a hole in a tree.
Yeah.
And it's one of the raddest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, he made something capable of killing you.
Yeah, he could have murdered somebody with it, but for some reason, that was like the greatest thing on the planet.
Jeff, go ahead. Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you? What's up? I kind of live up in the woods, out of nowhere. What my father does is he's in his shorts, cutting the lawn, and he gets hot, so he jumps in the pool, and then he doesn't put his shorts back on.
Yeah.
And continues cutting the lawn for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his property, and he wants to be naked. He's uncomfortable. He doesn't like to be restricted by the pants.
Well, why would you?
So, now, if you have people over, will he continue with this behavior?
Yes, he's had this uncomfortable thing, yes, with sometimes with brothers, girlfriends, and stuff like that. And, he doesn't care.
Yeah, it's his house, and he doesn't care.
Is it happening now?
No.
He's in no condition. His balls would get caught in the blades.
What's the cutoff line? How far does the taffy have to drop before you stop?
I mean, when it becomes a danger. when you can immediately become a eunuch just from starting the lawnmower.
Okay.
That was when it becomes a problem. I mean, it really, we missed out because there was a time where it was your house, as the man, my house. Like, I'll do what I want. Like, I take crap all day, and as soon as I get home, I don't want to hear it. This is my house, and you abide by my rules. I don't care, like, that the kid came into the room, and I certainly didn't. I was telling my wife yesterday, I'm like, I don't care even about the noise. Like, I'm not going to tell them to be quiet. They're kids. I'm not going to disrupt them. But I mean, that just wouldn't have flown. That was just, you're in someone's house, you abide by their rules. Matt, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's a funny story I'm going to share with you, because, I mean, I'm 40 now, so it's been 35 years. But so I was staying over my buddy's house, and I guess I must have wet farted. And I took my undies off, threw them under his bed because I was embarrassed, didn't know what to do with them, and then his mother found them about 3.5 weeks later.
Parents,
I think we found his underwear, and it was under his bed.
Well, listen,
great. I don't know why. With you guys, but I've been laughing all morning about this. I had to call.
Well, good for you. I mean, you did the right thing. That's where they go. It's under your friend's bed.
I've told you the story about the kid I spent the night with, who had a bed that, and I don't even know where you would find one of these now. It had a bed that had an alarm that would go off if you wet it. Like, now that I'm saying this, it sounds like insane, but it would beep. There was like a beeper, and I don't know if it was attached to his pants or if it was attached to the mattress, but there was a sensor because he had such a big bedwetting problem. And I remember I was spending the night in his room, and the beeper went off, and I saw him hauling ass down the hall to the bathroom, and his parents got up to yell at him.
Well, that will fix it.
That's right. We were 15.
Screaming. No. Screaming at the kid always works in situations like that.
And like, I think I was like 6 at the time. And I'm like, what a it just seems like a horrible thing to do, to just yell. Have a kid. Why would you let somebody spend the night with your kid if there was a beeper on their bed that went off when you peed on it?
Because the kid had to learn some way. He had to deal with the wrath.
Because now that's the number one thing I think about with this guy. Like, I don't care if he ended up being like some sultan of industry. He's the kid whose alarm went off when he peed in his bed one time when I spent the night with him.
Yeah. I mean, it was torture. I told you when I went out camping with that mad kid's family and I ended up coming home with a rash all over my body that the doctors couldn't tell you what it was. I went to the doctor and they were like, I don't know what it was. I obviously was so freaked out by the whole camping experience. Lord knows what I've suppressed in my mind. What lies in the recesses of my mind?
But I
came out of there with such neuroses that I had developed a rash from the hell that was that camping trip.
Oh, it is real. I mean, it's funny. It's like when I, as I told the story, I'm like, there is a place called the Bedwetting Store, bedwettingstore.com, and there is a pad that is sensitive to liquids, and if any liquids hit this pad, this alarm goes off.
Mm.
Can you imagine how much that would just mess you up as a kid? I mean, it's one thing to do it and your parents are the only one that know, or your brothers and sisters. That's embarrassing enough. But we have friends over at the house when that goes on at a spend the night party.
I've never had a bedwetting experience.
You never ever wet the bed when you were a kid?
Not when I was a kid, no. I did one time when I was drunk at home, but never when I was a, never when I was a kid. And my kids never wet the bed.
Wow.
They've literally never wet the bed.
I did it a couple times when I was a little kid.
Well, you were strapped into it.
That's a good point. You couldn't get away.
I had those the bed strap. It was that was something that I didn't even realize was going on until I was looking at pictures of myself when I was a little boy. And there's a really cute one of me, probably about like 5-6 years old, smiling up at my mom. And then I realized those are straps strapping me in. And I asked my mom, "Hey, what's up with these straps? You just wouldn't stop getting up and running around. So you strapped me into the bed?
Wow.
That's what everyone did. No." I don't think so. I don't think that's what everyone did. But then again, that was the shirt and lieb way.
Yeah, my mom gave me a, we're kind of all over the place, but since we're reminiscing, my mom gave me a photo album. That's where I found the dating thing that I put up on Instagram. And my there are photos with me with the corrective shoes on. Mm-hmm. The shoes with the big bar in between them. Because mm-hmm. they're like, you're bow-legged. Here's how we're going to fix it. You're going to grow into these steel traps. Ryan, go ahead.
So I used to have one of these bedwetting alarms back in the day. I had a bedwetting problem well into elementary school. It's not actually the bed. It's actually like this weird like wiring system that you hook up to your underwear when you go to sleep. And the second it senses wetness, it goes off so loud, and it is so traumatizing.
Yeah.
It is a truly horrible experience.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good
way. Did you ever do it in front of friends?
I was just going to say, did you have people sleep over during this period of time?
Well, if you knew your friend had it, that would be the greatest, because you could just dump water on it like all the time and confuse the hell out of them.
Stay up a little later and get the cup of water and go.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, you're just in. I mean, yeah. That's a gimme.
It is inviting, yes.
That's a gimme.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so I was younger, probably about 12, 13 years old, and accidentally went to the bathroom. I stayed over at my buddy's house, and I was on a sleeping bag on the floor, and his room was so dirty and messy that I just grabbed an old pair of jeans that was laying there, and I soaked the old pee up, and he never knew. And his parents never found out or anything.
Oh, you got away with it.
Those jeans on.
Good for
oh, yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
Well, you got away with it.
Smart.
And now he's got the coolest jeans in school. If peeing yourself if makes you cool, then call me Miles Davis. There's something along those lines from Billy Madison. All right, we'll be back. It started as one thing and then it ended up just wet the bed.
Fred, I have a news story that we have to get to. It's okay. Something that is being speculated is going to happen today, and if it does, I should have expected this, but well, let's get to this in a minute.
All right. Well, I look forward to the MyPillow guy is being elected to temporary president.
Good.
All right, I look forward to hearing it. We will have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what do we got going on here?
All right, so today is going to be an interesting day. It is the last 24 hours of the presidential term for Mr. Donald Trump. And from what all the reports are saying that are coming out, is that he, before he is out of office, is going to issue at least 100 pardons. Commutations or what's where you make it less? I forget where you make your sentence less, but he's going to be doing over 100 from what we're hearing. And there's a couple of different names that have been leaked out.
Clinton this did is like 5,000.
What's that?
Clinton, Bill Clinton, his last like time in office did like 5,000 of them.
This is something that a lot of presidents do. This isn't anything, strange, but as they
H.W. wasn't a fan. No, who was the second one? Not Herbert Walker.
George W.
George W. was a not a fan of these. He only did two.
Okay. Well, in this case, we're starting to hear some of the people who are going to be pardoned. And this is a news report fresh off the presses, broken this morning from KOCO News out of Oklahoma City. Let's take a listen.
Well, I spent close to an hour on the phone with the leader of Team Tiger, the group working to get Joe Exotic out of jail. He tells me that they are extremely confident that they'll be getting a presidential pardon tomorrow. And he also tells me tonight that Joe...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah! Thank God.
Yeah!
Talk about a reclamation project. Oh.
I don't doubt it for one second.
Of course not.
So can you imagine if on his way out, one of the last acts as president of the United States is the pardoning of Joe Exotic?
Maybe it will be a Joe Exotic My Pillow.
Maybe that's
just
the case.
A mulleted fringe hanging off of it. Oh, yeah. It's about time that Joe Exotic was released from jail. What is Joe Exotic in jail for again?
Oh, like setting up a hit. Like, I mean, he tried to
kill
pay
Carol
somebody
Baskin, yeah.
to kill Carol Baskin. And, like, there's, you know, there's evidence and audio and stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big deal when you hire a hitman to murder somebody.
But, I mean, it's all a tangled web. I mean, we all have heard the rumors about Baskin and her ex-husband. I mean,
well, we
on.
Have heard that. I mean, I don't think that they put into consideration whether it's someone who deserved it or whatever. Like, you know, may have killed somebody. I think it's just, here's what this person did, and this is why
it's
they're
entangled.
In jail for 20 years.
I mean, if I want to see kick-ass Tigers in Oklahoma, where am I going to go? I mean, I'm going to go to see Joe Exotic. All right.
Oh, but this is just the beginning of the story. Joe Exotic, his team is convinced that Trump is going to pardon him today.
How many fingers between his team? Do you think we end up with 10 if we count them all? Joe Exotic, several nubs going on in the Joe Exotic camp, I would imagine, as they are.
An odd number of arms, too, if I remember correctly.
They are with the Wild Tigers, like you wouldn't believe. All right, we continue.
Joe is remaining positive.
We've delivered everything that I wanted to do on this project. I am absolutely confident that we are going to receive the pardon tomorrow. We worked very hard on it.
Eric Love is the lead advocate for Team Tiger, a group consisting of attorneys and private investigators who represent Joseph Maldonado Passage, a.k.a. Joe Exotic.
The finest group of legal minds that there are. I just like in the middle of the pandemic that the Joe Exotics people are with the bifocals. Now listen, do you like Tigers? Yeah. You think they kick ass? Yeah. You want a world without Tigers, Oklahoma? No. Free Exotic. Done deal. Slap the table.
He was sentenced to 22 years in prison in a murder-for-hire plot and for violating wildlife laws. Love tells me he's the one who told Maldonado Passage to look into a presidential pardon, that 257-page application filed last September. Love says they expect to get the nod.
Well, how much of that 257 pages written in crayon?
How many of it were just like Ted Nugent lyrics?
That's right. I wonder if the Nuge came in to do a citizen's plea. Listen, this guy's got all the albums, including Fredbear. I mean, we got to give him a break. He's the guy who bought it.
Love says they expect to get the nod sometime tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., but in the meantime, they've been...
goes to show you.
They have an appointment?
No, it's going to happen during Zolak and Bertrand, like everything else.
All the big news always breaks during their show, not ours.
I mean, from 10 to 12, can you imagine the pins and needles the nation's going to be on to see if they free Joe Exotic?
Oh, I am. Like, that's the one thing today that I'm actually interested in. Nah. Like, I just want to find, other than, of course, you know, chaos, like, I whether that's going to happen, but I want to find out whether when that news comes down, go Joe Exotic.
Let's ask Mary if we can stay on the air longer today just so we can celebrate with Joe Exotic. We can damn Corona, we could have a parade. Joe Exotic, we could just go torture animals in his name.
2 p.m. but in the meantime, they've been preparing for his release.
We've got hair, makeup, you know, wardrobe.
Yeah, that's right. We got feather boas. We got
good priorities here.
Yeah, absolutely.
First thing
we got those
hair.
Cool 2001 glasses that you put on and they light up from the new year. We got a bunch of stuff. Oh, yeah.
preparing for his release.
We got a van with Icarus on it flying too close to the sun. We got everything.
We've got hair, makeup, including a wardrobe. Trust me, anything you can think of, we have it, including a doctor and also a mental health expert.
He says they also have
After you get your makeup done, you got to talk to the mental health expert. Yeah, we got a bouncy house. I mean, we got a lot of stuff. Paintball guns. I mean, the whole nine. I mean, anything you need for a party. We got bottle rockets. We got some frogs and some M80s. I mean,
Dan is saying stuff in my headphones that, like, he doesn't even realize that he's close to that. Like, he's saying, like, ridiculous things in my headphones. Just let's let it roll, man.
All right.
He says they also have a limo ready to pick him up from the prison in Fort Worth, Texas, and take him to a secure location.
Joe's biggest thing is he can't wait to get out, as you can imagine. And he doesn't want anyone to see him until his hair is done. So the most important person tomorrow is the hair, makeup, wardrobe folks.
But even if granted a pardon, Love tells me this case is far from over.
We're going to gain Joe's freedom, but guess who we're coming after? Everyone that was responsible for setting Joe up. It's audio recordings. It's people's voices saying that exactly what I just said. They set him up. It's ugly, man. It's real ugly. Did Joe hire a hitman? Absolutely not. We're able to prove that he did not.
Well, if it's ugly, it's Joe. It's the opposite of Joe Exotic. I mean, who's going to dye his hair? I would hate to see Joe Exotic without that luscious Hulk Hogan-esque platinum blonde.
You have to see the limo that he has hired to pick him up. It is not only a stretch limo, but on the back of it, it has like this ass-kicking, like Hummer tailgate type, like bar thing that people can just sit and scream out of the back of.
Yeah.
It may have a hot tub. This might be Motley Crue-esque.
Well, listen, there's nothing cooler than a stretch job with all the fixings. It's got a Orange Julius machine in the back. It's got everything.
Well, that reminds me, what's his first meal? They go to like Golden Corral? First meal out of prison? What do
tiger.
You do?
I don't know. Some exotic bird. Yeah, I mean, Joe, the hair and makeup people, I mean, that's very important to Joe Exotic. Well, good for him. Good for Joe Exotic. The world is better with Joe Exotic with his freedom. And I can't wait until he's exonerated, finally, for his crimes. Because it's one thing to get the pardon, but it's another thing to satisfy the public that everything's kosher. I wonder if Carol Baskin's people just want a pardon as well, just in case anything goes south. Just like those preemptive pardons that we're hearing about.
You know, I was over, like, the Tiger King was done. You know, it was obviously great while it lasted for a thing. But if he comes back out, like, with the rage and the fury.
But will we get another plague? That's the thing, is that when Tiger King came out, it caused a plague. So I'm a little concerned about Joe Exotic coming out again and us getting hit with another kind of disaster. So hopefully there's not a tornado or anything.
I am not cutting my hair.
Okay, well, that's right. Yeah, that.
Going to get it styled.
That's right. Well, listen, it's a good thing. Good for Joe Exotic. I have a feeling they might make another documentary. Just a hint.
Oh, if he gets out, I'd watch it.
Of course,
I'd watch
it.
On him trying to take down everybody. Hell yeah, I'd watch that.
I just watch a camera at his house. Like if they just had, like, you know how they do for Big Brother. If they just had, like, constant videos of him, there was nowhere he could hide. You could just see him tramping around.
Well, there was going to be the one that was done where they used actual, like, FBI, you know, ex-FBI private investigators to try to solve whether or not Carol Baskin killed her husband. Like, that's another one that I'd watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of forgot about all that because of the plague and all.
Yeah.
And everything that came with it, like my mental breakdown and things of that nature. But
you can be excused for that.
Yeah, but maybe. But I'm hoping he doesn't bookend this with another plague. Wouldn't it be funny if there was another plague and then they're like, oh, we got to put him back in jail? That's the only time that we're safe.
Of all Americans. Right,
like he's the reason.
Yeah, like it's when Al Bundy, the town that never had sunlight, they needed Al Bundy to come and kill him there. Like Lower Upton or whatever the hell the name of it was. There was a Married with Children, coupled two-part episode. Maybe it's one of those things. Well, hopefully if he gets out, there is not another plague, I got to tell you.
Can you imagine what happens if he doesn't get out and how sad the world will be that Joe Exotic will... Because, you know, you think...
Can you imagine waiting on Trump?
Yeah,
like that's got to be. Yeah, that's got to be
these last days.
Yeah, you got that 2-hour window, and you like you never know like which way the wind will blow.
Seriously,
because I mean,
he could decide to fly to Florida like next hour.
Oh, absolutely.
And forget all about this.
Yeah, I mean, he could have a pen in his hand and then get distracted by something on TV, and I'm not joking.
Screw it, hey, you know, get on the helicopter.
Dan, have the breaking news sounder ready to go. All right, because this could break during our show. Let's make sure that we're prepared.
I don't know. If I was at Fox News, I'd just start talking about. Well, I don't know if he watches Fox anymore because they kind of turned on him with calling the election and all.
Yeah. What does he watch now?
What my dad watches, OAN.
Oh, that's
and,
a good point.
And the other one,
I forgot about OAN.
Newsmax.
Yeah.
Well, those will exist until that company decides if they're going to sue him or not. Because
oh,
if
Dominion.
That, yeah, if Dominion, because Dominion's now going to saying they're suing the CEO of.
My Pillow. Oh, yeah. they've got all in on the My Pillow.
Did you hear what you just said? I mean, just put that sentence in you know, the vault and look at it again in 3 years.
The best is the My Pillow guy for real came up with My Pillow during a crazed drug binge where he was writing on the walls. The My Pillow guy. Who would have known he would have become such a. How many people buying pillows, by the way? That's something that Gary Goldman reached out to me the other day, and one of the things he said is, how many people are buying pillows? Like, when was the last time you bought a pillow? He said, like, I'm 50. I'm probably good for one more pillow in my life.
He's got a point.
Yeah, how often pillows just, they're like Sports Illustrated. They kind of just show up at your house.
You just find them in attics and in basements. And they, I haven't slept in this at all. Let's clean this off.
Yeah, when was the last time you bought a
run
pillow?
Run through the washing machine, sure.
Exactly. They kind of just hang out. When you get a new pillow, it's because something bad happened. you got a head wound and didn't realize it, or you know, something died on it, like your cat.
Like lice went around the house.
Yeah. Like, my friend lives in Hawaii, a fraternity brother of mine, and he came home. He leaves his door unlocked because, you know, he's in Hawaii and thinks he's real cool. And he came home one day, and this homeless lady with a shaved head was asleep in his bed.
God.
So he had to get new pillows.
Along
he didn't get a new mattress,
new
though.
Too.
No, he's like, oh, don't worry, I got rid of the sheets and the pillows. I'm like, you kept the mattress?
Ugh.
I'm like, what do you think? Do you think that sheet keeps all the hobo juice off of it? He didn't press charges, though. He said, if she comes back... And she walked into the night.
41 million pillows, Fred.
Who's buying all these pillows?
I mean, everyone needs a pillow. 1
million.
Yeah, but everyone has pillows. 41 million
His
pillows.
His net worth is north of $300 million.
Jesus.
Wow. Good for My Pillow guy.
Upset. Do some drugs and think of some ideas.
He stayed up for like 3 days. That's when he, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't even know what My Pillow does, but it must be great to warrant that kind of sales. Word of mouth must have been off the charts. You put anything on TV at a certain time, and people are just, they're buying it. They want to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll be back. Here are the headlines. Don't miss a second of it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sucks. Of course not, but right. He would do what Tom Brady does, yes. And he would go through intermediaries. Yes. So the thing, and then you would be delaying again. Your
what
rebuild.
Is going on now? And we've said it many times. Every dynasty goes through a down period, and this is where you're headed. Patriots aren't going to win 11 games next year.
No,
they're not going to win 11 games the year after that. There is a downturn you have to go through. After a long period of dominance, Patriots had a longer period of dominance than any other dynasty, but still, this is what every other team that has had this has gone through. It happened in San Francisco, except for a couple of Jeff Garcia years. How many years did San Francisco suck? How many years did Dallas suck after Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin left?
In Pittsburgh, while they had blips, they did go through the Bubby Brister, Mark Malone years.
Yeah, I mean, but let's just talk about salary cap era. Let's talk about modern. Yeah. I mean, it happens. This is what happens. And the Patriots have the best head coach ever, which certainly helps. But You got to go get another quarterback now. There's no one waiting for you, and you don't have the high draft pick to get the impact guy. So you have to get, like you did with Brady, incredibly lucky in order to get that downturn as small as possible.
And in order to appease Brady, you might be more apt to have made moves where you've got rid of assets like picks to go and chase another win. So for a futile attempt that you're never going to make the Super Bowl. I mean, you're not.
Don't kid yourself. I mean, if Tom Brady was here, you would not be in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you're not better than Buffalo, and you're certainly not better than Kansas City.
Your roster is atrocious. We've said it many times. Mac Jones at Alabama had better skill position players at his disposal
than
Cam Newton has at his.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I mean, there's guys that that wouldn't start for Alabama. I mean, there's guys that wouldn't start for Alabama.
Many.
Many.
Many guys.
Many, many. Yeah, N'Keal Harry is a... would be at best the third option if the
Harry, any of the tight ends. I mean, we could go down the list. I mean, honestly, if you looked at the 22 guys the Patriots started second to last game of the year, because I throw out the last game of the season, they were that was.
And by the way, Alabama, you say what you will about Damian Harris, Alabama has a better running back than Damian Harris too.
Yes, Najee Harris is better than Damian Harris right now, but. If you look at the 22 guys the Patriots started in the second to last game of the season, how many of those guys would be starters on a good NFL team? And I looked at it, maybe 7 or 8 out of 22, and 4 of those guys are on the offensive line. I mean, this is not a good football team right now.
So, I mean, keeping Brady, it would have been dumb. Connor, go ahead.
So I think that Belichick actually delayed a rebuild by, he went and signed Cam Newton, which I think gives us the best chance to win. But I just think it's a missed opportunity because of all the talented quarterbacks in this draft and the roster that we have around them. Sure, Cam is better than Jarrett Stidham and gives us a better chance to win. But I think seeing what we have in Stidham and just letting this crappy roster play out might have been better in the long run. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
That's a good argument.
The only thing I disagree with is that you guys said if Brady was here, would he be happy? And you said no.
No, he would not.
And I don't agree with that. I think the minute he stopped being happy was the minute they didn't give him a contract and said they didn't want him around or intimated they didn't want him around anymore. If they would have given him the Drew Brees deal, that 2-year, $50 million contract, you would have seen a completely different Tom Brady in his final year that was here, a more motivated Tom Brady. And who knows, if they invested in him and kept him around, maybe they would have tried putting better pieces around him.
With what?
I don't think it would have been the same team.
And then they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl, and they would have been really behind the eight ball, which led to my point where I said if they kept him around, they might have been motivated to get rid of assets to win now, which would have just been an exercise in futility. And then the rebuild's really, really looking bleak. Houston without a quarterback.
The frustrating part, though, is that they didn't have a backup plan at the time.
Well, the backup plan is you got to rebuild.
That wasn't the backup plan, because if it was a rebuild, you would have put Stidham in there instead of a guy like Cam Newton.
Well, they obviously...
You would have gone full soccer.
No,
and they didn't do that.
They obviously thought that Stidham was incapable of playing quarterback in the NFL, and they wanted an NFL quarterback in there.
And if you had given Brady the Drew Brees deal, you wouldn't have had enough cap room to get any impact players in to come help him, which was the problem in the first place.
And Drew Brees is on a team that has all the talent on defense in the world, and Tom Brady wouldn't have had that. It's easier when Tom Brady wants to win, and if they're not winning, believe me, he would have been upset. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.